morning.
早晨好。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
God, as we study your word this morning, give us ears to hear, minds to understand.
亲爱的主，当我们学习你话语的时候，求你让我们的耳朵能听见，让我们的心里能明白。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Let me start with two stories.
我开始讲两个故事。
When I was a young boy,
当我是个小孩子的时候，
our family lived on a Bible college campus.
我那时候我们家住在一个就是圣经学院的这个校园里边。
Kind of like Hope Sound.
就有点像这个我现在住的 Hope Sound.
And we lived in a trailer.
我们住在一个那个活动房里。
And across the street from us was housing that very often adult students, families would use while they were in college.
那我们住的那个街的对面呢，常常就是那些成年的学生，就是他们已经都有成家了，然后就一家一家住在那儿，这样的学生。
One year a family moved in there.
有一年呢，就有一个家庭他们住进搬进来了。
The father was named George.
这个爸爸的名字叫乔治。
The best I can tell, George was coming to college just to get a diploma that would prove that he already knew everything.
我觉得这个爸爸他来学校的目的就是他要得一个证书，就证明说他什么东西都知道了。
Because there was nothing that George did not already know.
因为没有什么事情是乔治不知道的。
And George loved to talk.
他很喜欢讲话。
He would stand in front of his house.
然后他就会站在他的门前。
And he would talk about all of the stupid teachers and the stupid assignments that they were given.
然后他就会站在门口说，这个学校里边这些愚蠢的老师，还有这些愚蠢的家庭作业。
Most of you did not know my mother.
你们可能很多人不认识我妈妈。
But my mother usually was a quiet, appeared to be very quiet person.
我妈妈你看到她是经常就大家的印象就是她是一个很安静的人。
But my mother had red hair.
但是我妈妈的头发是红的。
And sometimes the red hair would come out.
你知道有的时候那个红头发的这个特性就会出现。
One night it was late at night.
有一天呢就是天很晚了。
And my mother wanted to be asleep.
妈妈想睡觉了。
And George was out front telling that these stupid teachers had given him a stupid assignment.
然后呢，这个乔治呢就在门口跟大家说：“这个笨老师，这么笨的一个老师，竟然给我这么笨的一个家庭作业。”
And he was not going to do it.
我才不做呢。
My mother rolled open the window of our trailer.
然后我妈呢就把我们家那个窗户给打开。
And said loudly.
然后就大声的说
：“George，
他说乔治啊
，Shut up，
闭嘴
，Go home，
回家
，and do what you're told.”
老师给你布置的你就去做吧。然后妈就把那窗户给关上。
George had never learned submission.
这个乔治呢永远都没他就没学会这个顺从。
I honestly don't think my mother taught it to him either that night, but she tried.
我也知道说我妈那天晚上可能也没教会我，但是我妈在试图努力教我这个顺服。
That's one extreme.
那是一个极端。
On the other extreme, however,
但是在另外一个极端呢
I have known some men
我就认识一些男生一些
whose philosophy was
他的那个想法就是哲学就是
I'm the boss
我是老板
My wife, my children are supposed to shut up and do what I tell them
我的妻子孩子都应该闭嘴我叫他们做什么他们就去应该去做什么。
Don't say amen, Richard, she may slap you.
他说你现在就别说别说阿不然你太太会给你一拳的。他说我没有
呀。I just saw you were tempted and I wanted to wait. I'm concerned for you.
我敢看出来说李莎的朋友好像想说赞成但是太太在旁边。
Both have misunderstood the biblical doctrine of submission.
这两方呢都误解了就是圣经上所讲的顺服。
I know we spent longer on this topic than on other topics.
我知道我在这个顺服上花的时间比别的主题都多。
But number one, I find it's often misunderstood, so I want to spend some time here.
因为呢首先我发现很多时候呢这个对这个顺服大家是有误解的。
And also, I'll defend myself that last week was a short class because of the...
然后第二点呢我可以说上次因为我们的课那个缩短了。
But I want to wrap up today by just briefly looking at some limits to submission.
但是今天呢，我结束的时候就想很快的讲一下对这个顺服的界限。
I started this last week by saying that submission becomes destructive when it is demanding and abusive.
当你就是要就是强迫要对方给顺服，或者是就是有点甚至是滥用的时候，顺服就变得有破坏性了。
I remind you again what Paul says in Ephesians.
我再次就是提醒大家，保罗在以弗所书所讲的。
We submit to one another.
我们彼此顺服。
In the fear of God.
就是存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Out of reverence for Christ.
就是因为彼此有这个存敬畏基督的心。
It is not an abusive driving.Submission.
不是一种像那种滥用的这样的有这种冲动是要让别人非要别人听你的。
It is submission in the spirit of the one who knelt down and washed the feet of his disciples.
这是一种什么样的心态，就是愿意跪下来洗他门徒的脚的这种态度。
Peter was called to submit to Christ.
彼得被呼召要对耶稣顺服。
But it is submission to someone who has washed his feet, done the lowest service.
就是顺服给他洗脚，就是做了这个最卑微的这个工作的人。
And so it seems to me that that provides the model for submission in the body of Christ.
我觉得这就是在基督的身体里为我们给我们树立了一个榜样，一个典范。
Not a harsh, heavy authority.
一个严厉沉重的权威权柄
but a spirit of service
而是一个要服侍的精神一个态度
then I said that submission is destructive when submission to a human authority violates God's law
再一个它什么时候有破坏性呢就是要顺服人类的法律和神的话相违背的时候
so the Sanhedrin says to Peter and JohnDo not preach anymore.
所以公会当公会的人对彼得跟约翰说不能再传道的时候
And they say, you have to decide.
他们就说你们要决定
You be the judge.
你现在你们来判断
You're the Sanhedrin.
你们是公会的人
You are the religious authorities.
你们是宗教上的权柄
So you tell us.
你们就告诉我们
Are we supposed to obey God or man?
我们应该是顺从神呢还是顺从人
The Sanhedrin were the religious authorities of the day.
在当时呢这个公会的人呢他们就是就是宗教上的权柄。
Rome had a court to decide political issues.
这个罗马人呢他们是决定政治上的这个议题。
The Sanhedrin decided religious issues.
但是这个公会的人呢他们就决定这个有关宗教事务的
Yes.
Yes.
就是在这个公会里边呢，有法利赛人 and another one
Sadducees.
就是法利赛人跟这个撒都该人都在公会里。
Peter and John say to them.
彼得跟约翰说。
All we can do is what Jesus told us to do.
我们所能做的就是耶稣所吩咐我们。
And he said.
耶稣说。
To preach what we have seen.
就是要去宣扬传扬我们所听到所看到的。
We must obey God, not man.
我们要顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。
Now, I used to stop this topic at this point.
通常呢，我在这会儿我就会把这个题目就结束了。
And thought, you know, I've answered all the questions.
我已经都回答了大家的问题。
Love one another.
彼此相爱。
Submit us to Christ.
就是像耶稣那样的彼此顺服。
If there's conflict between God and man, obey God.
如果在神和人这个律法之间有冲突呢，就顺从神。
The end.
结束。
You're dismissed. Go home and.
你们就下课吧。每样都没问题了。
I have come to realize it's not that simple.
我就意识到没有那么简单。
Because human relationships are complicated.
因为人和人之间的关系其实是很复杂的。
We live in a fallen world.
我们生活在一个堕落的世界。
And so it's not as simple as do this, 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 and this.
不是简单的就是说做这个那个这个。
When a corrupt government is in power,
当一个就是这个滥用权柄的这个政府他们掌权的时候，
do you obey them?
你顺服他们吗？
Do you obey them if their laws are not directly contradictory to scripture?
如果他们制定的那个法律跟经文不是直接相违背的时候。
Many relationships are difficult.
很多这个人际关系是挺困难的。
And the limits, the boundaries of submission are not always easy to determine.
有时候并不是很容易就确定这个顺服的界限。
Let me give you a basic principle that I think we need to follow, and then let me give some examples.
然后呢，我先给大家一些基本的这个原则，我们应该跟随的原则，然后再给一些例子。
And over the last few years, I've seen among Christians this issue becoming bigger and bigger.
然后在过去几年内，我看到这个问题呢，在这个议题在基督徒中间就变得越来越大。
And so here is the principle that I want to say, and that is this.
所以这就是我在这里想讲的这个原则。
In your understanding of what it means as a spiritual discipline to submit to authority.
就是在你对作为一种属灵上的操练，就是对权柄的顺服的时候。
Be strict with yourself.
对你自己严格。
And be generous with others.
但是对别人呢是要慷慨的，是要留余地的。
We tend to do it the other way around.
但是我们有时候常常正好相反。
To be strict with others.
对别人很严格要求。
And very generous with ourselves.
但是对我们自己确实很宽宏大量。
I visited with someone this week about a conflict that has arisen between them and someone else.
然后呢，这个星期我去探访一个人，他呢跟别的一些人，他们中间是有冲突的。
And as we talked, I said, what do you think their intent was?
然后当我们谈的时候，我就说，你觉得他们这样做的动机是什么？
And he said, their intent doesn't matter. This is what they did.
他们说他们怎么想是不重要的，这就是他们所做的。他们错了。
So we continued talking.
然后我们就继续的谈。
And later in the conversation,
在后边的谈话中呢，他们就说，
you did this and it really offended them.
就是你做的这个其实是很冒犯他们的。
And he said, but that wasn't my intent.
他说，但是那个不是我的那个我的动机。
He should look at my heart.
他应该看我的心意啊，我心里不是这样想的。
And I said, can we rewind about 25 minutes?
我们可不可以回到25分钟之前？
I said to you, they did this, and this was their intent.
然后我刚刚跟你说他们这样做他们的心意可能是这样的。
You want to judge them by their actions.
你想要按照他们的行为来判断他们。
The worst of their actions.
你是按照他们那个最糟糕的行为来判断他们。
And you want to judge yourself by the best possible intention.
但是你却想要用你最好的最可能的这个意图呢来判断你自己。
I think we have to have a common standard that we're going to use here.
我们大家应该有个共同的一个基点吧。
But truthfully, isn't that kind of how we do?
那其实真实情况是不是我们就是这样的呢？
I know I meant well, so I'm okay.
我知道我的心意是好的，所以我没问题。
And I know what you did, and you're wrong.
然后我知道你做了什么，你是错的。
In dealing with questions of submission,
所以在我们讲到这个顺服的时候，
I need to judge myself very carefully.
我应该很小心的来判断我自己。
But then because I don't understand all the factors involved, I need to be very generous in judging you if you come to a different conclusion than I come to.
但是呢，因为我不知道这个所有的因素，所有的这中间都发生了什么，所以当我判断你的时候，我应该是很宽宏大量的，就是不是一下子就来判断你的行为。
Some examples are easy to come to a conclusion.
有些例子呢是很容易就有结论的。
Daniel chapter 1.
比如说在但以理书第一章。
We looked at that example before.
我们以前看过这个例子。
You have to eat this meat that violates the Jewish law.
你必须要吃这个膳食，这个是违背了犹太人的这个律法。
And Daniel, it says, resolves in his heart that he would not defile himself.
但是但以理却立志不以这个膳食玷污自己。
And I told you last week that word resolves means he is determined.
上个星期我讲过，他这个立志就是心里下定决心，他不要这样做。
He's not going to budge.
他在这个时候他不会后退。
And so do you remember what he does?
你知道他做了什么吧？
He posts on the ancient Babylonian Facebook.
然后呢，他就在这个古时候的这个巴比伦的脸书上写到说，
No pagan ruler is going to tell me what to do.
没有什么外邦的这个统治者可以告诉我该。
I'm a child of God.
我是神的孩子。
Right?
他是这样做的吧？
Wrong.
不是。
Let's do amen, you shouldn't have said. Is that what he does?
你知道但以理怎么做的吗？
It says.
圣经上是这么。
Now remember, in his heart, he has resolved.
你知道在他心里面他已经就下定决心。
Therefore, he asked.
所以呢他就求。
His authority.
He
offers him a solution that doesn't cause him to violate his conscience.
他就给了这个他的权柄了一个解决一个方法，就是说一方面呢是不会让他违背他自己的良心。
But also shows his authority figure. I have an attitude that wants to cooperate.
他也向他的权柄显示，就是说他有一个顺服的一个愿意合作的这样一个态度。
But what I want you to see is there, it's black and white, and he is strong. This is what.
你知道当这个应该是黑白分明的时候呢，但以理就是他这会儿就是不后退，他是很坚决的。
We go over two chapters later.
然后我们再过两章。
Nebuchadnezzar says to the three Hebrew children.
那个尼布甲尼撒对那三个希伯来的年轻人说。
And we call them the three Hebrew children.
我们说是三个年。希伯来的孩子
They're adults. I'm not sure why we call them.
他们其实已经是年轻的成年人，我们不知道为什么还称他们是。
Don't worry, we're not going to throw you in the fire.
就不用担心，不会把你扔到火里。
Bow down.
他说你向这个金像下跪。
Worship this image.
你就敬拜这个金像。
And it's black and white.
这个就是黑白分明的时刻。
We can't do that.
他们说我们不能这样做。
And so they refuse.
所以他们就当场拒绝。
And the king says, I'm going to throw you in the furnace.
然后那个国王就说我会把你扔到火里边摇摇。
And I love their answer.
我很喜欢他们的回应。
Our God who we serve is able to deliver us.
他说我们所侍奉的人神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来。
But if he does not.
即或不然。
And that's important.
那个很重要。
Because we as Christians in the modern world have somehow gotten the idea.
在我们现代的这个世界的基督徒不知道怎么有这么样的想法。
That if we are faithful to God, God has an obligation to keep us from suffering for our faithfulness.
就是我们如果对神忠心的话，神就有责任保证说我们不会因为我们的忠心受苦。
God nowhere promises that.
神没有在任何地方答应保佑。
It is entirely possible.
非常有可能。
To stand for truth.
就是你为真理站立。
And have your head cut off.
然后呢就被砍头了。
Paul learned that.
保罗学到了这一点。
Okay. So they say.
所以这三位年轻人就说。
Our God can deliver us.
我们的神可以解救我们。
But if he does not.
但是如果他不救我们
Be it known to you, O king.
他说王啊你当知道
That we will not bow to your image.
我们绝不侍奉你的神也不向你的金像下拜
I think they're saying this to him.
他们是其实对这个王说
If you put us in there.
如果你们把我们放在那里边
And we die.
你把我们放在扔在烈火
When they bring our bones out.
他们把我们的那个骨头给骨灰带出来的时候
Don't think
不要以为
I wonder if they changed their mind and wish they had
bow.
他们是不是就想说，哎呦，这些年轻人是不是当时就后悔了？
Let's just tell you in advance, King.
让我提前告诉你，国王。
We will have died sure that we made the right decision.
其实我们死了，我们也确定我们做的是一个正确的决定。
Now, those are black and white.
这个是黑白分明的时刻。
Those are easy.
这些都很容易。
And some of the issues we face are that simple.
但是有些时候我们所面对的问题没有那么简单。
A boss orders you to do something dishonest.
比如说你的老板让你去做一些不诚实的事情。
The spiritual discipline of submission.
这个属灵的操练就是属灵中这个服侍的顺服的操练。
Does not say, well, I have to obey.
没有说哎呀我得顺服。
The spiritual discipline of submission says, I have to say to my boss, I can't do that.
这个顺服的属灵操练就是说我必须得对我的老板说不。
I'm a Christian.
我是基督徒。
And God's law is my final authority.
神的律法就是我最终的权柄。
And I have to obey his law.
我必须要顺服他的律法。
It may mean you get fired.
这可能会导致你丢掉工作被解雇。
But God's law is final.
但是神的律法是最终权定的。
A husband tells a wife, you're supposed to do what I say.
这个先生告诉太太说你要去做我吩咐你做的我让你做的。
Command something that is contrary to scripture.
如果他要求的是跟圣经是相反相违背的。
The wife has the obligation.
这个太太就有责任说
To say I can't do that.
说我不能这样做。
Yes, I love you and I respect you.
是的，我爱你，我尊重你。
But I have to answer to God.
但是我必须要
my actions.
但是我必须最终要对神，就是在神面前交账。
But those are easy.
这些都是容易的。
I mean, they may hurt.
也可能是不舒服，会让你受伤害。
But we can figure out what we're supposed to do.
但是我们大概都能够知道说我们应该做什么。
What I'm wanting to look at is that sometimes the limits are difficult.
但是有的时候呢，这个界限是比较困难的。
I could use some modern political legal examples.
我可以用现代的一些法律上的诉讼来看。
But then we would just end up in a big argument.
但如果这样的话，大家可能就吵不休了。
And my mom always taught me the 11th commandment is thou shalt not be stupid.
我妈妈教给我的第十一个诫命就是不要犯傻。
So I'm going to keep that one.
所以我就不讲这个例子。
But let me use a couple examples from scripture.
但是让我从圣经中找一些例子跟大家分享。
Back to Daniel.
比如说但以理书里面。
And let me tell you the story a little, the same story.
同一个故事。
I'm not changing any details.
我不会改变里面的细节。
But I'm going to tell it a little differently than we usually preach it.
我会以一个跟我们通常讲到时候的这种不同的方式来讲。
Daniel is a high official in the government.
但以理是这个政府的高官。
His political enemies want to get him out.
但是他的那个政治对手想把他给赶出去。
And they come up with a plan.
所以呢，他们就想了一个计划。
Because three times a day, Daniel.Opens his window.
因为每一天三次呢，但以理会打开窗户。
He faces Jerusalem.
又面向耶路撒冷。
And he prays.
然后他又祷告。
And so they get the king.
然后他们就到王面前。
To give a law.
就让想办法让这个王颁布了一个法律。
That no one for 30 days.
就是三十天之内没有任何人。
Can make any request except to the king.
就是不能向任何除了向王不能向任何人去说我去祷告或者去有什么要求。
Now, I want you to imagine that Daniel comes to you for advice.
我让你想象一下如果但以理来问你的建议。
I want you to imagine maybe you're Daniel's son.
比如想象一下如果你是但以理的儿子。
And you say, Dad?
你会说爸爸。
Why do you have to open the window?
你怎么得开窗户呢
Is there anywhere in the Bible that says you have to open the window?
圣经上有什么地方说你必须得把窗户打开吗
In fact, Dad, they haven't written it yet, but in the New Testament, they're going to say,
close the door to the closet.
但是在新约里边那会儿没有新约啊，他会说你进去房门祷告时候把那个门给关上，进到内室里。
Dad, I think we ought to go ahead and jump over to Matthew.
然后爸，我们应该是不是看马太福音呢
？Dad,
他说爸爸
，leave the curtains closed.
你把那个帘子给拉上。
Go ahead and pray.
然后呢，你去祷告。
But you don't have to open the window.
你不需要把窗户给打开呀。
And end up in the lion's den.
然后最后被扔在狮子坑里。
Now, let me ask you a question.
我问你一个问题。
Is there anything biblically wrong with Daniel staying in his house and praying quietly?
如果丹尼尔待在他的房子里边，就静悄悄，就是悄悄的这样安静的祷告，这个有没有不符合圣经呢？有没有就违背圣经的什么？有没有犯圣经上的什么错误？
How many of you open your windows and pray towards Jerusalem every day?
那为什么你要打开窗户对着耶路撒冷一天祷告三次呢？
Good, because I don't want to be your neighbor if you're going to be out there in my front yard doing this. That's a joke. You understand? It's not a black and white issue here.
这个在就是是不是打开窗户对耶路撒冷祷告不是个黑白分明的一个问题。
But Daniel still chooses in that case.
但是在这种情况之下，但以理仍然选择
to break the law.
去违背这个法律。
Now, I feel like this isn't quite on the topic, but I don't feel like I can just leave you hanging there. So I'm going to at least tell you why I think he breaks it in this case.
然后呢，我不能就在那儿把这个答案就不讲。然后呢，我的想法啊，就是说为什么但以理他在这个不是一个黑白分明的事情上呢 ？It's not a black and white issue.
Right, exactly.
他违背了这个。
In other words, I think there could have very well been faithful Jewish people in Babylon.
很有可能就是在巴比伦这些忠心的犹太人。
Who did what faithful Christians in many parts of our world do right now?
也很像就是我们很多。在世界各地的中心的基督徒现在所做的
Christians in Islamic countries
在伊斯兰教的国家的基督徒
who this Sunday morning
就今天早晨
are shutting the doors
他们就把门给关上
closing the windows
就把窗户给关上
and worship
然后敬拜神
Okay, so I don't think this is a case where you have to do it one way
所以呢在这种情况下不是说你只有一种就是做的方式。
But let me just say, because I think in our culture, we face a Daniel type situation often.
但是呢在我们的文化里面我们常常会面对但以理这样类似的这种状况这种情况。
And so let me tell you why I think Daniel does what he does.
让我告诉你我为什么觉得但以理这样子做他的为什么选择这样做。
I think Daniel could biblically.
但以理可以很符合圣经的。
For the next 30 days, have prayed silently.
就是未来的三十天，他都是安安静静的祷告。
Without violating any specific verse of the Bible.
没有，就是安静的祷告，也没有说明白的违背圣经中的任何经文。
But there's an example here that I think is important for us.
但是我觉得这个里边有一个很好的一个榜样，一个。
Daniel lives in Babylon.
但以理呢，他。活在巴比伦，住在巴比伦这个。
Not only does he live in Babylon, surrounded by Babylonians, but he is now a high official.
他现在不仅说他周围生活的人，就是周围的人都是巴比伦人，而且他现在是政府中是一个有个很高的位置。
And when you live in Babylon,
当你住在巴比伦
，you're a high respected official in Babylon.
你是一个。有高位又被就是被人所尊重的高官的时候
，It is very easy to forget that you are a citizen of Jerusalem.
你就很容易忘记你是耶路撒冷的这个公民，这个居民。
You understand? You can feel much more comfortable in your pagan world.
你可以在你所住的这个外邦人的世界里过得很安逸，很舒服。
And forget,
就是忘记了
that your ultimate loyalty.
你最终的效忠的对象
is to the Yahweh,
是对耶和华神对亚威
that is worshipped in Jerusalem.
是你在耶路撒冷所敬拜的那位亚威。
And so I think that Daniel has put some boundaries in his life.
所以呢，但以理在他个人的生活中呢，他是设了一些界限。
This is actually where we're headed in our next lesson on boundaries.
这是我们下一次课上要讲的有关界限的。
He has put some boundaries in his life that are not black and white biblical commands.
他在他生活中呢。所放的这些界限呢，不是黑白分明的这个圣经里边的这个吩咐，就是
，but a reminder to himself，
而是对他自己个人的提醒
，a testimony to his family，
也是对他的家庭，对他周围人的一个见证
，a testimony to the other Jews in Babylon who are watching to see what does this respected Jewish leader do，
而且是对他在。就是巴比伦所生活的别的犹太人所一个见证，这些人在看说这个非常被尊重的犹太人的高在政府中的高官他是怎么做的。
And ultimately, a testimony to the unbelievers.
最终呢，他也是对一个周围的不信主的人的一个见证，就说
Daniel, ultimate loyalty is to Yahweh.
但以理最终的效忠是对神，对亚威神。
I'll come back to that when we talk about boundaries.
当我们后边再讲界限的时候我会回来。
But I think he gives us an important lesson for us.
他给我们一个很重要的功课。
Because it is easy for us to forget that our ultimate loyalty is to God.
我们很容易忘记我们最终的效忠是对神。
And we can fit more and more comfortably into our world.
我们会越来越就是在我们自己所住的这个世界里跟他越来越适应这个世界。
Until, as Paul writes to the church in Philippi, we forget that our citizenship is in heaven.
直到最后，就像保罗写给这个腓立比教会的说，不要忘记我们是天上的公民，我们是天上的居民。
And it's incredibly easy to forget this.
你知道，很容易就会忘记这一点。
So let me offend everyone in the room.Regardless of your political beliefs,
不管你说你在政治上是什么观点，但是让我们在这个房间里的每一个人
，by saying，
我们说
，it is easy to feel more comfortable in the Republican Party。
我们在一个那个共和党的这个里边，会感觉很就是更自由、更舒服
，than as a citizen of heaven，
而是。作为是在天上的居民
，and to compromise my biblical beliefs for the sake of fitting into my party，
就是为了有时候会在我的这个在我的信仰上妥协，是为了更融入这个我所属的这个地上的这个党派。
And in case I've left anyone unoffended，
为了让不是说有些人没被冒犯
，it is easy to feel more comfortable。In the Democratic Party,
你也很容易说，在这个民主党里边，你感觉很舒适，很安逸。
Than as a citizen of heaven,
而不是说在作为一个天上的居民。
And to compromise biblical beliefs to fit into my party,
是为了适应，就是融入我这个党派而妥协了我的信仰。
I'll tell you out. No, I won't tell you outside of class. Which of those is more important? But this is very important to us.
这是对我们来讲是非常重要的。
We can lose sight of the fact.
我们有时候就会忘记了这个事实。
That our home, our spiritual home.
我们属灵的家，我们的最终的家。
Our political home.
我们这个政治上的这个归属。
Is never Washington.
永远不会说是。
Tallahassee or Beijing.
永远不会说是在华盛顿或者在这个佛州的首府或者在北京。
Our spiritual and even our political home.
我们不管是我们属灵上还是政治上的家乡是在天上。
And so when God's word contradicts even my favorite political party.
所以当神的话语跟我哪怕我最喜欢的党派开始有相抵触的时候。
God's word comes first.
神的话语是第一位的，是首位的。
Daniel does not want to forget that.
所以呢，但以理他不想忘记这一点。
And so he refuses to obey a law.
所以他就拒绝顺服，就是服从一条法律。
That arguably he could have obeyed.
就是你可以辩论说他应该来顺服这条法律，他可以，他也可以顺服这条法律。
Because he needs to remember.
因为他自己需要记住。
My loyalty is not to Babylon.
我效忠的对象不是巴比伦。
My loyalty is not to the king.
我的效忠的对象也不是说。
My party leader.
我的这个党派的这个领袖是。
Who has raised me up to this high position.
就是他把我放到了这么高的位置。
And now who expects my loyalty.
然后现在呢他就让我要对他完全对他效忠。
And he says that can never be more important to me than my loyalty to God.
他说这个没有办法跟我需要对神效忠这个来相比。
All right, having offended everyone, let me move on.
所以我现在已经冒犯得罪了每个人，那我现在进到下一个课题。
Let me give you another example of this.
我再给你另外一个这个。
I'm wanting you to see that not every example in Scripture is a black and white, do this or do that, simple.
所以在圣经里的一些例子不是简单的说黑白分明说你或者这样做或者那样做。
And one reason I think this is important at this point of talking about submission.
因为在这个时候这一点上来讲到顺服谈这些呢。
As I watch the church today, and I'm not talking about our local congregation, but the church world as a whole.
我现在看现在的教会不是指我们教会而是指整个的一个整体的教会。
What I am seeing is we have lost this ability to realize there are some issues that are not simply this is right and this is wrong.
我们已经好像丧失了那种能力看到有些问题其实它不是说黑白分明不是说这个对的这个错的。
And so we draw a line, and I'm sorry, but in our room, Denise, you're right in the middle of the line, so you know, you're kind of going to get cut in half here. And the people on this side of an issue.
在这个问题上有些人持这种观点。
It's not just that they say you all are wrong. I'm okay with that.
他不是是说在这方面他不是说你们对方都是错的。
They say y'all aren't even true Christians.
他们是说你们都不是真正的基督徒。
And on this side.
那这边的人呢
It's not just that they say y'all are kind of dumb.
他不是说你们这样想真是很笨。
I'm okay with that.
如果他们这样讲我也觉得没问题。
Y'all aren't even really believers.
他们就说你们都不是真正的信主了。
And what I'm wanting you to see is,
我想看到的是,
on many issues of submission to our laws, submission to one another,
就是在很多这种就是说是对法律的顺服或者是彼此顺服的这个议题上呢,
there's some gray area.
其实其中有些是那个灰色地带。
Where you need to be willing to say, I think y'all are wrong.
你在地方你应该可以说我觉得你们这样做是错的。
You need to move to our side of the room.
你们应该就是到我们这边。
But you are still my brother or sister in Christ.
但是你仍然是我在主里的弟兄姐妹。
And I still love you.
我仍然爱你。
Even though I really think you're wrong.
虽然我觉得你是错的。
Paul.
保罗
goes to Philippi.
他去腓立比城。
And he shows us, I think, some of this uncertainty.
然后呢他就向我们展示了一些这些里边的这个不确定性。
And his life, I think, shows this two spots especially I want to point to.
有两点我想要大家他的指出来。
Paul's at Philippi.
保罗在腓立比。
The officials, city officials are angry.
然后呢，这个城里的官长对他们生气。
They arrest Paul and Silas.
他们就把保罗跟希拉给抓起来了。
They beat them.
他们打了保罗跟希拉。
Throw them in jail.
把他们扔在监狱里。
God sends an earthquake, delivers them.
然后呢，神就当那边有地震，就把他们解救了。
The jailer is saved.
这个监狱长呢，这个禁足呢，就得救了，全家得救了。
And Paul sends a message to the town officials.
但是保罗就送一个信息，就是告诉这个镇上的这个官长，这个城的官长说
Now, to understand how important this message is, you need to understand one thing about Roman law.
你要知道这个信息有多重要，你要先了解罗马的法律。
Unlike America, where if you're born here, you're a citizen.
不像在美国，美国你只要在美国出生，你就是美国公民。Roman
citizenship was not easy.
你知道当时罗马的公民权可是不容易获得的。It
was very valuable.
非常的有价值。
And if you had a Roman passport,
如果你当时有一个罗马的护照,
any non-citizen,
任何不是罗马公民的人,
I'd better treat you right.
最好对你好一点。
And so Paul sends a message.
所以呢, 保罗就给这个城,这个市长呢, 就送,官长送了个信息。
He says, is it legal for you to beat a Roman citizen without a trial?
他说,你没有定罪,就在众人面前打了罗马人,这个是合法的吗?
And they know the answer is absolutely not.
他们这官长当然知道,这绝对不行。
And we are in big trouble.
现在这官长知道我们现在可是有麻烦了。And
so they send a message.
所以呢,他们就送,把这个信,you mean Paul and Silas sent a message?
No, the official sent a message.
官长呢就送了一个信息过来。
Please tell Paul.
就请你告诉保罗。
He's released.
他现在被放出去了。
He can just slip out of the city.
他就可以偷偷的出城。
All the charges are dropped.
所有 就是控告他的罪名都没了，都消失了。
And Paul does something that doesn't seem very submissive.
保罗所做的一些事情看起来不是很顺服。
He says,
保罗却说,
No,
我不行的。
They beat me publicly.
他们在众人面前打我们。
And I'm a Roman citizen.
我们是罗马人。
So here's what they're going to do.
所以呢，他们应该这么做。
The town officials are going to come to our house.
所以呢，官长来到我们住的地方。
And they're going to apologize.
然后他们要道歉。
And then they are going to invite us to the city gates where they're going to bid us farewell.
然后呢，他们应该就邀请我们到了城门口，然后就是送我们。
Now again, this is not black and white.
你要看到这个情况呢，不是说黑白分明的。
In fact, someone could look at that and say, No, Paul, you're not being submissive.
实际上有些人可以看得出来说保罗呀你怎么一点都不顺服。They're
the city officials.
他们是这个城的官长。
If they said leave quietly, you've got to obey and leave quietly.
如果他们说你们就是悄悄静悄悄的离开这个城，你们就应该静悄悄的离开这个城。
I read that.
我就读了这个。
I read where Paul says submit to your officials.
然后我也读到保罗说要对你的在上的官长顺服。
And I say, why does he do that?
我就想说保罗为什么要这样做呢?
And I think it's this.
我觉得原因是这样的。
He's leaving behind a church.
因为在他身后呢,有一个教会。
A church of new believers.
都是一些刚信主的。
Who are not Roman citizens.
这些信主的人,他们不是罗马的公民。
And he knows those officials, as soon as he's out of town, they're going to want to take it out on these new believers.
你知道，当他一旦离开这个城的这个城里的官长呢，可能就把这个就会把这个气呢撒在这些信主的人身上。And
by making a big scene,
所以呢，保罗把这个事情闹得好像挺大的。
He is giving a message to those officials.
所以呢，他给这个罗马的官长一个信息。I'm
watching you.
我看着你们呢。I'll
be back.
我会回来的。And
I'm going to ask my buddies, the jailer.
我会问我的这些朋友，像这个禁足监狱长，还有那个李迪亚。
How you treated him while I'm gone?
我不在的时候，你是怎么？
He is standing up, I think.
我觉得他这样
to protect the church.
他之所以这样站出来，他是为了保护教会。
But my point for this morning is this.
但是我给大家的这个一个警告就是
The decision of what to do was not a simple black or white. This is the only right option.
所以呢。 要做什么决定呢?不是一个简单的说黑白分明,就是说就只有这个是对的,这样。
And here's what I'm afraid would have happened if we had lived back then.
如果我们活在当时的那个时代里边,
I'm afraid there would have been a group of Christians who would have gotten on Facebook.
我就担心呢,可能会有一些基督徒上到脸书上,
and said, Paul is divisive.
保罗在这个分裂,
He should have just slipped away quietly instead of stirring up trouble.
静悄悄地离开这个城，不要在那里挑麻烦。
We Christians need to be more loving.
我们基督徒应该彼此更加的互相相爱， 应该更有爱心。
You understand it would have been easy to criticize his decision.
就很容易去批评保罗的决定。
On areas that are not clearly black and white.
在一些就是不是非常明显的黑白分明的这样的方面，
Scripture does not clearly speak.
就是圣经上经文没有很明确的讲出来该怎么做。
I've come to believe that this is the spirit that Paul calls us to when he says submit one to another.
我觉得这个就是保罗所说的你们要彼此顺服的这样一种态度，精神。
I must be very careful myself to do what I feel, my conscience teaches me, or what God's word teaches.
我要很小心，就是说我的，在我自己的这个良心，神教导我应该是怎么做的。
And then if I find,
如果接着我如果发现,
that Brother Charlie is doing exactly the opposite of me,
比如说另外一个弟兄, 他做的跟我做的完全相反,
I must love him.
我必须是要有爱心。
I must not criticize him.
我也不要说去马上就是,
yes, we can talk. We can disagree.
我们可以有不同意见。
I can tell him why I think we should do it my way.
我可以给他说为什么我觉得我们应该照顾这个方式做。但是如果中间不牵涉这个圣经的原则，I
must not divide the church.
我就不需要这个分裂这个教会，不要去分裂教会。And
we have forgotten that in much of our church world.
在我们现在的世界里，我们已经很多时候忘记了这一点。And
we divide into smaller and smaller and smaller issues.
越来越小，越来越细微的事情，那个事情上的分裂。And
Paul says this is a spiritual principle.
保罗说这个就是一个属灵的原则。Submitting
one to another.
就是彼此顺服。Caring
for one another.
就是彼此看顾。
In reverence for Christ.
就是在纯敬畏基督的心。
And I think that has to affect how we treat one another on our differences.
这个也应该来影响到我们来如何来对待彼此的这个分歧和不同意见。
So submission.
所以这个顺服。
Is not simply.
不是简简单单的。
What I do.
我做什么。
It is the attitude.
而是一种态度,
a spirit of submission.
而是一种顺服的态度,
that guides me in my relationships with authorities around me.
而是就是引导我跟我的权柄，我周围的在有
guides me in my relationships with other believers.
引导我跟就是周围的弟兄姐妹。
And it is done not because, and I what Paul says is so important here.
保罗在这里讲的非常重要，不是因为
because as soon as I don't want to submit,
因为只要我开始不想顺服,
I think they don't deserve it.
然后弟兄说他们才不配嘛。
And that's why Paul says submitting to one another in reverence for Christ.
所以保罗说你们要存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
My submission to that lousy boss
我对那个很糟糕的老板的顺服在于
is submission in the spirit of Christ.
而是带着一个敬畏基督的心。
And so I don't have the right to say he's a lousy boss, so I don't need to submit.
你不用说这是一个很差劲的老板，所以我不需要顺服他。
I submit in the spirit of Christ.
而是我有带着这个 纯敬畏基督的这个心，带着这个顺服的态度去顺服这个差劲的老板。
Now let me move on a little bit into the next topic.
然后我们到下一个主题。
I am going to have in a couple of weeks, I'm going to have a time for Q&A.
在下边的一两个星期内，我们会有点时间讨论。
And so if I've left anything very unclear or fuzzy, we'll have some time to discuss it.
所以如果我今天有什么东西没讲清楚，我们还是有时间去讨论的。
But let me move now from these kind of specific spiritual disciplines to I want to spend a couple, two or three weeks looking at personal discipline in our life.
在未来的两三个星期内，我们来看在我们个人的操练中，个人的操练。
We're looking at spiritual formation.
我们看到了灵命塑造。
We are looking at being shaped in the image of Christ.
我们也看到就是说被塑造成耶稣基督的形象样式。
And let me start with a question.
那我就问大家一个问题。
Is it possible?
有没有可能
to be a Christian?
你是一个基督徒。
To get to heaven,
你到了天堂,
while being a very undisciplined person in your personal life.
但是在你的个人生活中，你是一个非常没有纪律、缺乏训练的一个人。
And the answer is yes.
这个答案是可能的。
It is possible.
很有可能。
That you will get to heaven.
你去天堂，你到达天堂了。
Even though you have no discipline in areas of money.
虽然你在这个金钱方面没有任何的限制，在时间方面
food,
食物上
etc.
还有等等
yes, it's possible.
但是你还是有可能去天堂
well, however,
但是
you have more struggles than you need to have.
你是不是会有更多的你不需要有的这种挣扎这种
will you hinder your influence and ability to help others?
会不会会影响到阻碍到你帮助别人的能力呢
Absolutely.
肯定的。
Sue was much more disciplined about food than I am.
我太太呢她是比我过去她是在食物上比我远远比我更有节制。
One day we were eating at a restaurant. I was eating something at a buffet that is very unhealthy.
然后我们在一个餐馆里吃饭是一个自助餐嘛那我吃的一些东西都挺不健康的。
And Sue did not nag me, but she kind of said something about what I was eating.
然后呢她也没有在那儿唠叨我但是她说了一些评价了一些我在吃的东西。
And I said, I can get to heaven eating this.
我说我就吃这个我也可以上天堂啊。
And my smart aleck daughter said,
然后我很聪明的女儿就回答说
Yes, you'll probably even get there sooner.Personal discipline is not a matter of our relationship with God. It doesn't save us.
这个个人的操练呢不会拯救我们不是说就是我们不做就这不是关于神的。
But these areas do impact our effectiveness.
但是这个会影响到我们的有效性我们的果效。
And so we're going to look at some areas of personal discipline.
所以我们来看一些个人操练的领域。
These don't feel nearly as spiritual as our talk about Bible reading, prayer, fasting, spiritual discipline.
这个不像是说我们刚才过去讲到的读圣经、祷告、禁食这些方面。
But I've come to believe they are very important in our walk with God.
但是呢我觉得这个在我们与神同行的方面呢这个对我们其实是影响很大的。
Shaping us in the right direction.
就把我们塑造让我们可以塑造我们能进入这个正确的方向在正确的方向上塑造我们。
Let me give you this definition.
让我给你这个定义。
Personal discipline.
个人的操练。
Is the ability to regulate our conduct.
就是个人操练是可以来
by principle and good judgment.
是以原则和明智的判断来决定自己的行为
rather than by emotion, desires, pressure, cultural customs.
而不是通过情绪、愿望、压力或文化习俗来决定
In other words, personal discipline.
另外一句话就是换句话说个人操练
says this is how I should live
这就是我应该这样来生活
and that guides me
然后那个会引导我
rather than the desires of the immediate
而不是说你及时的这个愿望来引导你
spiritually it means
在属灵上就意味着说
disciplining myself
就是对我自己有纪律训练我自己
for the sake of being the most effective worker for Christ that I can be
就是为了能够在基督的服事基督的工作上我能够最有效
listen to what Paul writes in Corinthians
你听保罗是在哥林多 对哥林多的教会怎么说的。
And I think it's important that this is said in Corinthians.
为什么这个很重要，它写给哥林多的教会。
Because the attitude of the Christians in Corinth were this.
因为哥林多教会的基督徒的态度是这样的。
Corinth was, someone said, the Hollywood of the first century.
哥林多呢是一世纪的好莱坞。
Entertainment was everything.
就是娱乐就是至上。
You went to Corinth if you wanted to have fun.
如果你去哥林多就是为了去找乐子的。
And so the Christians in Corinth.
所以在哥林多的基督徒呢
are surrounded by this philosophy.
他周围的人的这个想法都是这样的。
And they grow up thinking this.
他们长大，他们从小长大，他们的想法就是
we can do whatever we enjoy.
我们享受什么，我们喜欢什么，我们就可以做。
We can be as undisciplined as we want.
我们可以想不有，就是我们怎么一想，我们就不需要训练自己。
As long as the Bible doesn't specifically say,
只要圣经没有
don't do it.
只要圣经没有明显的说，明白的说不可以做，我们可以不受约束，享受什么就做什么。
We don't need any kind of discipline.
我们不需要任何的纪律操练。
And so Paul writes this.
所以保罗对他们说。
This is 1 Corinthians 9:25.
哥林多前书九章二十五节这么说。
Every athlete exercises self-control.
就是凡效力争胜的诸事都有节制。
They do it to receive a prize.
他们不过他们做的是要得奖赏。
And then he says, but our prize.
他们是要得能坏的奖赏，但是
imperishable prize.
但是我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
An athlete, in other words, disciplines himself in order to get a medal.
就是运动员呢，他训练自己是为了要赢得奖牌。
We are following something far better than a perishable medal.
我们所跟随所要赢得的是比一个会朽坏的这样子一个奖赏，一个奖牌是更有价值的，远远有价值。
And so he says, so I do not run aimlessly.
所以他说我奔跑不像无定向的。
I do not box as one beating the air.
我斗拳不像打空气的。
He says, I'm not just out here doing whatever I want.
我不是在这里说我想做什么我就做什么。
But I discipline my body and keep it under control.
他是我是攻克己身，他也就是我严格训练自己。
Lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
他说恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Paul is writing to these people who live in the first century equivalent of South Florida.
保罗说写信给了这些基督徒，他们大概像我们第一世纪的基督徒，像我们今天的佛罗里达，南佛州。
Our world says if it feels good, do it.
我们的世界说，如果你感觉很好，就去做。
And Christians say,
然后基督徒说
if it feels good,
如果感觉挺好的。
And the Bible doesn't specifically say don't do it.
圣经上又没有明显的说不可以做，那你就可以去做。
Paul says, I'm not going to follow either of those.
保罗说这两方面，这两个教导我都不会跟随。
I'm a runner.
他说我是一个运动员，我是一个跑步的人。
Running for a prize.
我这样的去跑是要得一个奖赏。
And the prize is that I want my master to look at me and say, well done, you have been a good and faithful servant.
我的奖赏是希望有一天我的主人见到我说又忠心又良善的仆人。
You have accomplished the task I gave you to do.
你成就了，完成了我交给你的任务。
And so Paul says,
所以保罗说
it's not a matter of, does it feel good?
不是说你感觉是不是好。
It's not even a matter simply of, does the Bible say I can't do this?
也不是简单的说圣经上说你不能去做。
It is a matter of,
而是
how can I most effectively
我如何能够
accomplish the task my master has given me?
如何能够最有成效的完成我的主人所交给我的任务呢？
And so over the next few weeks,
所以未来的几周
we're going to talk about what that looks like in our discipline, in our speech,
在我们的言语上如何来操练
You can go to heaven talking too much.
你可以，即使你讲话很多，你也可以上天堂。
It's good to know that, isn't it?
是不是知道这一点很好的？
But do you understand?
你了解吗？
That if you don't discipline your speech, you may limit your effectiveness and your ability to accomplish the task God has given you to do.
如果你不训练、操练你的、节制你的言语的话，可能会影响到你会为神做工的这个果效、这个成效性吗？
And so Paul in 1 Corinthians is saying,
所以保罗在哥林多前书说,
the question is not, can I say this and still get to heaven?
问题不是说, 哎, 我能不能讲了这个, 我还能上天堂?
The question is, can I say this?
我这样说,
and be accomplishing the task God has given me to do.
也在同时也在成就神所吩咐交给我的任务呢。
I think my brother Rob here knows me well enough not to be offended.
我知道这个 Rob 弟兄他们很了解我了，所以他不会觉得被冒犯。
This is not true.
当然这个我讲的不是真实的。假如说我对这个 Rob 说
，You know，
你知道吗
？That mustache beard just looked ridiculous on you.
他说你的那个脸上那个胡子看上去真的看上去挺不错。
Could I go to heaven？Having said that, sure.
我能不能因为说了这话，我是不是还能上天堂呢？肯定的。
But am I going to limit my ability to have fellowship with my Christian brother?
但是我这样说会不会影响到我跟我的弟兄之间有这种关系呢？影响到我们的关系呢
？You understand?
了解吗
？Personal discipline doesn't just ask, "Can I do this and get to heaven?" It says, "Does this? Is this wise?"
个人的训练不是说我是不是这样做我还可以上天堂，而是说我这样做有智慧吗？
Our thought
是我们的每日的思想，心思意念。
Yesterday I was working.
昨天呢，我在准备。
And my house gets very silent.
然后我的房间里很安静。
And I do not like listening to music.
我不喜欢听音乐。
I can't listen to music and do something else.
我每晚又听音乐，又在就是同时做别的。
And so I pulled up.Hulu or something.
所以我就拿出来就是一个那个 Hulu 的一个频道这样。
And I'm working and whatever is on is just on.
然后呢，我在不管在上面在放什么东西，就是在上面放。
Background noise.
就是一个背景噪音。
And all of a sudden,
那忽然之间呢
，I realized that what they were showing,
我就意识到他们上面所放的
was not going to edify me.
不会就是建造我。
It was not going to build a godly thought life.
不会建造你有一个虔诚的敬虔的心思意念。
And the question was not, can I leave that on and still go to heaven?
那个问题不是在于说我是不是可以让这个继续放着我还可以上天堂。
The question was,
这个问题要问的是
will that lead me to a better, more disciplined thought life?
我把这个放着会不会让我更加有一个受训练的一个更好的心思意念。
And as soon as I realized the answer to that question was no,
我一想到说问这个问题肯定答案是不。
Paul's words then are, then turn it off.
结果保罗的意思就是把它，那你就关掉。
Appetite.
就是你的胃口。
A lack of discipline in our appetite.
如果在我们的食物上，在我们的胃口上缺乏
训练 are not a matter of getting to heaven or not.
不是说你能不能上天堂。
But it does sometimes become a matter.
但有的时候会成为一个
of the kind of discipline that Paul talks about when he says, "I don't box as one beating the air, just wasting my time."
他有的时候就会变成一个保罗在这里所讲的，说我不会说。像那个打空气的那样的一个世界，那样的一个问题。
Our temperament.
我们的性情。
How many of you are bubbly happy all the time?
多少人是天天都很开心很高兴？那个 Richard 的举手，理查德的弟兄。
And how many of you are like me?
多少人是像我？
There's a discipline.
这边有一个个人的一个训练操练。
To controlling.
就是要控制我的这个
to not allowing my natural emotions to damage my ability to accomplish God's calling in my life.
不要让我天生的这种情绪这个性情的去影响到神对我的呼召让我所要完成的任务
Discipline
Oh.
Ironically, discipline of time.
我说时间过了，然后麦维他说下面要讲的就是时间的操练。
She worked this just right. Time.
就是对这个时间的操练。
And then personal boundaries.
还有个人的界限。
Okay, we'll pick this up next.
我们下次讲。
You're dismissed.
我们可以下课了。